You seeing anybody?
No. You?
I'm still dating that woman, but it's not going anywhere.
Because you don't trust her,
I guess. Can't have a relationship with someone you don't trust.
I know. It must be very hard, Jesse, to be alone in trouble where there's no one to trust.
Jesse drank more scotch and soda. Yes, he said.
Stranger in a strange land, she said.
I want to get them all, Jesse said slowly. Everybody. I want the town cleaned up. I want to know when I see somebody that they're not a murderer or an anarchist or whatever, you know? I want the pleasant little town I thought I was getting when I came here.
Maybe that's more than you can have.
I want to find out.
Get some help, Jesse.
I can't. I need to do this alone.
Are you proving something to me, Jesse?
No.
To yourself, then?
I guess so.
I know you, Jesse, Jen said across the continent. I know how tough you are. I know how smart you are. If you need to do this, you'll do it. You won't lose this, Jesse.
I don't know, Jen. I mean, thank you for what you said, but it's like wrestling with smoke in the dark. They were quiet again at each end of the wire. You seem a little different, Jen, Jesse said after a time.
You think so?
Yeah. You getting any help?
Yes.
Shrink?
Yes.
A real one, not some guy does full body Rolfing?
No. It's a woman. She might be tougher than you, Jesse.
Nobody's that tough, Jesse said, and heard her laugh and felt excited as he always had when he made her laugh.
Yes, that's the Jesse I know.
It helps to talk with you, Jen.
Good.
Again, they were quiet. I guess I better hang up, Jesse said.
Okay. Be very careful.
Yes.
I'm here, Jesse. I know.
It helps, Jen. They hung up, and Jesse stared a long time at his half-empty glass with the excitement pulsating in the pit of his stomach. He stood finally and picked up the glass and emptied it into the sink.